Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I don't like conflict. I often feel as if I'm doing something wrong when I'm in a conflict, or like conflict is wrong. I know I'm not alone in my propensity to avoid it. So I thought it'd be a great time to look at conflict and the lens that we use around conflict. Because you know the difference. When you're in a conflict that feels respectful and healthy, it doesn't even feel like conflict in the way we usually think about it. And then there's the other ones where someone wins and someone loses. Well, I got a new lens from a couple of sources. One, I was reading an old book, Metaphors We Live by Lakoff and Johnson. It was published in 1980. This book is about how we encode our truth in metaphors. For example, an organization's like a well-oiled machine. It's not poetic. It's a literal, we think of organizations like machines. We have to have blueprints for change and structures for control and alignment and tools all connect into that metaphor. In the first part of the book, they talked about how we imagine argument as war. That's the metaphor. Like, for example, he attacked every weak point in my argument, or her criticisms were right on target, or he shot down all of my points. If argument is like a war, what does that make the other person? An opponent. And we attach to our position and defend our position. We want to win. That's what you do in a war. Even though we're talking about verbal attacks, hopefully, when we talk about arguments, a lot of how we approach it is tied to the structure of war. Shooting, on target, winning, demolishing. It reminds me of the Gandhi quote, "An eye for an eye will only make the world blind." So in the book, Metaphors We Live By, they said, well, try to imagine a different metaphor for arguments or conflict. What if an argument is more like a dance? So if I use a dance metaphor, like take a step back from my position, or circle around or sashay around the behind the other person and see their point of view, or get off the dance floor and look in the balcony and see if I can see a new lens on what we're talking about. Thinking about arguments as something other than war, as a dance, reminded me of the book Nonviolent Communications, where you dance back and forth, where you listen deeply and share deeply, share your feelings and your concerns and your data and your worries. They say on their website, the Nonviolent Communication folks, they say, it's based on historical principles of nonviolence. The natural state of compassion, when no violence is present, is in the heart. Nonviolent communication reminds us of what we already instinctively know about how good it feels to be authentically connected to another person, even if we don't agree with them. That's my addition. I love this reframe. It's not about winning or losing. If I can approach it as a dance, what would be different the next time I have an argument? Well, one of the things I know I need to do in the meantime is practice centering. Because as my friend Joe reminded me, centering allows me to be more tolerant of whatever showing up, more intentional and less reactive. And that'll increase my ability to lean in, to understand. A friend who studied with Dominic Barton in restorative justice said, he says conflict is something to lean into. Because if there's a conflict, that's feedback on the quality of your relationship. I'm hopeful with this reframe. As arguments is a form of dance, conflict is a form of dance, that I won't succumb to power over and dominating and trying to win, or I won't succumb to compromising to a watered-down, somewhat acceptable solution. But instead, I'll stay in the dance long enough so that together we might learn and come up with something a little bit better.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.